We want to turn to the word of the Lord this morning.
我们今天早上要来看神的话语。
And we're going to pick up from where we stopped last week.
我们接着上一周停下来的地方继续讲。
We're still in our series, This is War.
我们还在继续讲，这是一场征战系列。
The Christian life is wonderful.
基督徒的生命是美好的。
It is a life of blessing.
是充满祝福的。
And the presence of the Lord.
充满神的同在的。
But it is not a life of leisure and ease.
但并不是一个只是充满娱乐和简单的生活。
Although we may know times, although we may experience times of just great ease and great leisure,
有的时候我们会经历一些季节是我们感觉到很轻松很愉悦的。
The Bible makes it very clear that because we are God's children,The enemy of God is also our enemy.
圣经里面很清楚地说到，因为我们是神的子民，所以神的仇敌也会来攻击我们。
But the promise of God is he has won the victory.
但是神的应许是他已经得胜了。
He has defeated the enemy.
他已经击败了仇敌。
That victory...has to be worked out on this earth in our lives and through our lives.
这个胜利这个成荣耀就是需要我们作为基督徒在这个世界当中经过我们自己的生命活出来的。
So we can be encouraged to know first of all that our foundation is the work and the victory of Jesus.
所以我们可以被鼓励到，因为我们的基础是耶稣基督得到的胜利。
That is where we start.
这是我们开始的地方。
We can be encouraged to know that God gives us all we need for our lives.
我们也可以被鼓励到，因为我们知道神已经供应我们我们所需要的一切。
The point becomes how weappropriate and use what God gives us.
那重点就在于我们怎么样运用神所赐给我们的这些能力呢？
God gives us mighty spiritual weapons because this is a spiritual battle.
因为这是一场属灵的征战，所以神赐给了我们属灵的大有能力的武器。
He gives us many weapons.
他给了我们很多的武器。
But from what I can see, there are two most prominent weapons, spiritual weapons that God gives us.
但是我可以总结到有两个神赐给我们主要的武器。
Praise.
一个是赞美。
And the other one is the word of God.
另外一个是神的话语。
Now there are others.
还有很多别的。
But these are the two main ones, as far as I can see from the word.
在我在查经的时候，我自己总结出来，这两个是神赐给我们最主要的武器。
So we've been looking at praise, and we stopped kind of halfway last week.
我们上一周看到讲赞美，我们停下来。
And I was going to continue into the word, but I think we have more to say about praise.
我们还要更多的来谈论有关赞美的信息。
We've looked at Paul and Silas in prison.
我们看了保罗和希拉在监狱里。
By all earthly standards, they had no reason to be praising the Lord.
在这个世界的眼光中看来，他们其实是没有理由要来赞美神的。
And I want to highlight that this morning.
我想要强调这一点。
Because I know some of you. I know all of you.
因为我清楚知道大家。
None of you got up and said, I want to be a hypocrite today.
没有人会站起来说我要做一个假冒伪善的人。
You want to be real and you want to be honest. Yeah?
你想要诚实真实地活在神面前。
And so sometimes we get up and we face our day, or we come on a Sunday morning.
有的时候我们早上起来或者是星期天早上的时候。
And we don't feel something.
我们心里可能感觉不到一些。
I don't feel like praising.
我可能不感觉我想要赞美神。
I don't feel like worshiping.
我可能不觉得我要来敬拜。
And I don't want to be a hypocrite.
但是我又不想做一个假冒伪善的人。
And you're being sincere about that.
你是真的很诚实的这样说。
And so I'm just gonna stand there, because I don't want to be a hypocrite.
所以我就站在那儿，因为我不想做一个假冒伪善的人。
I want to say that if that is where you are,
我想说，如果你在经历这样的境况的话，
you have been deceived by the devil.
你是被魔鬼欺骗了。
God gives you reasons to praise Him, no matter what your feelings are.
不管你的感受是如何，神都给了你来赞美神的理由。
And if you and I are led by our feelings, we will fail.
如果我们只是被我们的情绪操控的话，我们一定会失败。
God gives us these wonderful examples in His Word that tell us this.
神在圣经当中给我们很好的例子。
Paul and Silas, who had given everything to follow Jesus and to declare the gospel,
保罗和希拉付出了自己的所有来跟随耶稣传扬福音，
have been severely beaten,
但是却被毒打。
They actually have been beaten in the same way that Jesus was beaten before he went to the cross.
他们受到的毒打是和耶稣在被钉十字架之前受到的毒打是一样的。
It was the same type of Roman punishment.
是一样的罗马的那种毒打的方式。
Their clothes were stripped also.
他们的衣服也被脱光。
And then they're thrown into the inner prison.
他们也被关在内室。
And they are in stocks. They're in the type of chains that are themselves torture.
他们自己也被带上那种枷锁。
And midnight, they're worshiping and praising God.
但是在半夜的时候，他们却在赞美敬拜神。
I wonder if they felt like it.
我很好奇他们是不是真的感觉想要敬拜呢？
May Paul and Silas be a lesson to us, right?
希望保罗和希拉的故事能给我们一个很好的功课。
And then we looked at Joshua and Jericho, right?
我们也看了约书亚和耶利哥城的故事。
And I told you that I think there's something humorous about that story in Joshua chapter 6, right?
我们在约书亚记第六章里面也看到有一些幽默的地方。
In Joshua 6,The first verse, remember what God says to Joshua?
记得在第六章里面第一节。
That's verse 2.
第二节里面。
Verse 1 describes the situation. Yeah?
第一节描述了这个场景。
The city was completely shut up with all the gates securely closed. No one was going in or out.
这耶利哥城所有的门都是关上的，没有人能进出。
And verse 2, God says,
第二节神说，
See, Joshua, I've given you the city.
你看，约书亚，我已经把这个城赐给你了。
And I find that humorous. I don't know if you do. I do.
我感觉这个地方是有幽默的。
Because I think there are times you and I are really in impossible situations when there has not been a whisper or a hint or the tiniest movement that God is going to do something in your life or situation, right?
因为在我们的生活当中，我们常常也经历的一些完全不可能的境况，没有一点预兆，没有一点征兆，神要为我们做工。
You look at what is around you,
你看到你自己经历的环境，
and you have no reason to praise the Lord.
你找不到任何理由可以来赞美神。
Your body feels sick.
你的身体在生病。
Your bank account is empty.
你的银行也没有存钱。
Your employer is terrible.
你的老板也很坏。
Your kids are crazy.
你的孩子也在发疯。
See, look, I've worked a miracle in your life, says God.
然后神说，我在你的生命当中已经施展神迹了。
Oh, sorry, let me turn that around.
然后我再来转过来说一下。
Your parents are crazy.
你的父母很奇怪。
I receive that. I'm making light of it, but you know that it's true. You know that it's true. We're in situations where there's no movement. We've been looking to God, and yet God says,Look, I've given, I've done it.
在我们生活当中经历了一些不可能，你觉得没有任何事发生，但是神却跟你说，我已经成就了。
What do you do from then, at that moment, until you see the walls come down?
那你在这一刻，直到你眼睛看到城墙倒塌的那一刻当中，你做什么呢？
What do you do from that moment?Until you see the chains fall off and the prison doors spring open.
那你在这一刻，直到你看到枷锁脱落，监狱门打开，这段时间之中，你做什么呢？
What do you do from that moment until you see the Red Sea part in front of you?
你在知道神的应许这一刻和眼睛真的看到红海在你眼前分开的那一刻中间这段时间，你做什么呢？
What do you do from that moment until you see the enemy defeated and dead all around you?
你从听到应许的时候到你眼睛真正看到仇敌被击败的时候，这段时间你做什么呢？
You do what God told his people to do.
你就按照神所要求他子民所做的事来做。
You and I praise.
我们一起来赞美。
That is one of the mighty spiritual weapons.
这是一个非常强而有力的属灵武器。
Do we pray? Yes, we pray.
我们祷告吗？我们是祷告的。
Do we stand firm? Yes, we stand firm.
我们也能站立得稳。
But if praise is not in our arsenal of weapons, we will probably be defeated.
但是如果我们不把赞美拿到当中来做我们的兵器，我们就常常容易被打败。
God calls us to praise him.
神呼召我们要来赞美他。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Last week we looked at Jehoshaphat and Judah as the great vast army came against them.
上一周我们看到约沙法和犹大被攻击，被很多的敌人攻击的故事。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志下二十章
One of the wonderful stories of the Old Testament
是旧约里面一个很重要的故事
And remember we talked about this last week
然后我们上一周讲到
They gather The Bible says Jehoshaphat was afraid
他们聚集的时候、okay. 约沙法是感觉到很害怕的
He didn't run around
他并没有到处跑
He didn't gather the army
他并没有聚集军队
He didn't number the fighting men.
他并没有数算他的战士。
He didn't sharpen the swords.
他并没有去磨剑。
He inquired of the Lord.
他而是去寻求求问神。
Now I don't know what you've been trying to do in your difficult situation.
我不知道你在你的难处当中你自己努力想要做什么。
But I encourage you to inquire of the Lord.
但是我鼓励你去寻求神。
What does that mean?
那这意味着什么呢？
It means you go to God first.
这意味着你先来到神的面前。
What does God have to say about your situation?
神对你的处境，他有什么话要说？
Not what the doctor says.
不是医生怎么说。
Not what the economy says.
不是经济怎么说。
Not what your friends say.
不是你朋友怎么说。
Not what your enemies say.
不是你的敌人怎么说。
Not what the government says.
不是政府怎么说。
What does God say?
而是神怎么说
He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
神是万主之主，万王之王。
He has won the victory.
他已经得胜了。
What does God say?
神在这个处境当中怎么说
？And Jehoshaphat and all of Judah. That means the two tribes that are left. That Judah and they have gathered the two remaining tribes, and they call on the Lord.
剩下的两个支派聚集在一起来寻求神。
And it's a praise meeting.
是一个赞美的。
Now, we're going to look at a verse that we missed, not missed, that we skipped over last week.
我们要看上一周跳掉的一节经文。
Chapter 20, verse 14.
二十章十四节。
Jocelyn is afraid I'm going to make her read all those names in Chinese.
是的，我害怕会读出这些很一连串的名字。
You think I'm going to read all those names in English?
你以为我会拿英文来读这一连串的名字
？I'm not going to, but we're going to look at it.
我们不读他们的名字，但是我们来看这节经文。
So they have gathered together.
他们聚集在一起。
And they're waiting on the Lord.
他们等候神。
And they have honored the Lord for who He is.
他们敬拜神，因他所是他本相。
And they have no answer from God, but they're waiting on God.
他们还没有得到答案，但是他们在等待。
And then look at what happens.
然后我们看发生了什么。
Oh, I'm going to read the names. You don't have to. In the middle of the congregation, the Spirit of the Lord came on. I'm just going to read one name.In the middle of the congregation, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel. Just that name.
当时耶和华的灵在会众中降临在亚哈西身上。
And then it gives Jehaziel's ancestry.
然后这里讲到亚哈西的祖上叫什么名字。
So I want us to see something from that this morning.
所以我希望大家来看的是。
It's really wonderful.
这是一个很美妙的信息。
This priest is one of Asaph's descendants.
这个祭司是亚萨的后代。
Now you may not know some of the background, but I want to give it to you this morning so we can understand the place of praise in this difficult situation.
我给大家讲一些背景信息来帮助大家理解这个赞美所摆的位置。
Asaph was one of the priests that was a worshiper and a praiser.
亚萨他是一个敬拜者的后代。
It was during the time of David.
是在大卫王时期的。
And Asaph was one of the ones who worshipped the Lord and who was gifted and who had skill to worship and to praise the Lord.
亚萨他是来敬拜赞美唱歌赞美神的人。
And he was also one who, let's see, is Kathleen here this morning? No, Kathleen's not here this morning. He was one of the ones who played the cymbals.
他是敲锣的人。
He played the cymbals.
他是敲锣的。
And here we have one of his descendants, Jehaziel.
然后我们现在有他的后代当中的一个亚哈西。
And suddenly Jehaziel stands up in the assembly and the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him and then he stands up.
然后亚哈西在会众中被圣灵充满，他就站起来。
And he begins to give the word of the Lord.
然后他就来传讲神的话语。
I want to say something this morning. First of all, to those of you who are part of the worship team in some way.
我想要来说在我们敬拜队当中的人。
Whether you are a musician or you're the leader or you're the backup.
不管你是来唱歌的还是来弹奏乐器的还是来带领的。
I want you to see something here and grasp the importance of what's happening here.
我希望你能看到这个信息当中很重要的一点。
As they are waiting before the Lord in a desperate need,
当他们在很绝望的处境当中等候神的时候，
the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him,
神的灵降在他身上。
And what I want you to see is it is not only a spirit of praise,
不只是一个赞美的灵，
but it is a spirit of prophecy,
也是一个会发预言的灵。
And it's a spirit of proclamation,
也是一个会带有宣告的灵。
This is why praise and worship and those who lead in praise and worshipThat this is why it is so important that we have touched God.
这为什么带领敬拜赞美的人是很一定要抓住神的。
When we worship and when we sing, we are doing more than singing a song.
当我们赞美敬拜的时候，我们不只是在唱一首歌。
We're doing more than, oh, I enjoy music, and so here, let me sing.
不只是我很喜欢音乐，所以我们一起来唱歌。
In the nature, in the atmosphere of worship and praise, God moves.
在赞美和敬拜的气氛当中，神的灵是在做工的。
In the atmosphere of worship and praise, God speaks.
在赞美和敬拜的氛围当中，神会说话。
In the atmosphere of worship and praise, there is a prophetic nature that can be given that lets us know this is what God is going to do.
在赞美和敬拜的氛围当中，神会给一个能发出预言的灵到你里面，来告诉我们神会要做什么。
This is what can happen in worship and praise.
这是赞美和敬拜当中可能发生的事情。
Does it always happen?
它是不是每次都发生呢？
It does not always happen.
它不是每次都发生。
I think part of the time it depends on us.
很多时候也取决于我们。
It depends on our hearts.
取决于我们的心。
What do we give of ourselves to God in worship?
我们在敬拜当中，我们给神我们的什么呢？
How have we prepared to come into His presence with thanksgiving and praise?
我们是怎么样预备自己来给神献上赞美和敬拜的？
God forbid that we ever come in and just say, I'm singing a song as the service begins.
神是不喜悦说我们开始一个聚会，我们就来唱一首歌。
God moves, works, speaks in times of corporate worship and praise.
神在我们聚集的敬拜赞美当中，神是能做工，能说话。
Amen, amen. And when we worship and we praise, warfare is happening.
当我们聚集赞美敬拜的时候，这场征战就开始了。
Now they're going to have a battle the next day.
有的时候第二天会发生一场征战。
But make no mistake. Don't make a mistake about this.
但是不要理解错。
Battle is happening right then.
不是第二天发生的，这个征战就是现在就发生。
This morning, as you and I worshiped Jesus.
今天早上，当我们一起来赞美耶稣的时候。
This morning, as we said, dead things come alive.
当我们说有死亡的是有死亡的东西可以复活的时候。
This morning, as we sang, chains break.
当我们早上唱到这个铁链挣脱。
You were at war.
你就已经参与到征战当中。
You may not have felt it.
你可能没有感觉到。
Your feeling may have been, oh, Jesus, I'm praising you.
你的感受可能是耶稣我在赞美你。
And you were.
你确实是这样感受的。
But in the spiritual realm, something else was happening.
但是在属灵的世界当中有其他的事情在发生。
Dead things were coming alive.
真的有死亡的灵能够复活过来。
Bodies are being healed.
能够有身体被医治。
Relationships are being restored.
关系能够被修复。
In the name of Jesus.
是在耶稣基督的名当中。
Don't lose. Don't belittle. Don't make something small of praise as we gather together.
不要让我们聚集一起的敬拜赞美被小看被轻视。
Jehaziel stands.And he brings the word of God.
亚哈西站起来讲出神的话语。
That is true for every one of us, and it is especially true for those of you who lead in worship in some way every time.
这个对于我们每一个人，尤其是带领敬拜赞美的人，都是真实的。
This is the only time Jehaziel is mentioned in the Bible.
这是亚哈西这个人在圣经当中唯一一次被提到。
There are others named Jehaziel, but this is the only time this worshipper is mentioned.
还有别的人也叫这个名字，但是是这个赞美神的人，这个亚哈西唯一一次被提到。
But what a pivotal moment.
但是是很重要的。
There should be in our midst in praise and in worship.
在我们的敬拜赞美当中
prophetic moments
是应该有能发出预言的时刻
prophetic words
能发出预言的话语
chains being broken
是铁链能够被挣脱
dead things coming alive
死亡的能够复活过来
this is the power of true praise from our hearts
这就是真实的敬拜能够带领出来的能力
sorry to say I don't care what you feel like
很抱歉的说我不在乎你的感受是怎样
Do you know how many times I have started in praise and I did not want to praise the Lord?
我有很多次常常都是我并没有感觉到我要赞美，但是我开始赞美。
I didn't feel like it.
我不感觉我想要做。
I was tired.
我感觉是累的。
I wanted to turn my brain off.
我想要关闭我的大脑。
That would be this morning at 7:10 as I was driving into church.
今天早上七点十分，我开车来的时候，其实就是这样的状态。
I didn't want to praise.
我并不想要开始赞美。
In fact, I thought I'm just going to call mom while I'm driving.
其实我就想说，那我开车的时候就给妈妈打个电话吧。
And I started to, and I thought, nope, I need to praise because I need to praise because I don't feel like praising right now.
我应该开始赞美，因为我现在不感觉我自己想要赞美。
And it didn't take long until my feelings lined up with my decision to praise.
然后当我开始敬拜赞美之后，不久我的感受就和我真正想要敬拜的心能够合一了。
These people begin to praise before they ever see an answer.
这些圣经当中这些人，他们在看到神的回应之前就已经开始了赞美。
Joshua and the people shout before there's a crack in the wall.
约书亚和他的人民在喊的时候，在没有看到城墙有裂缝之前就已经开始喊。
Paul and Silas sing in worship as they are stuck bleeding in a stinky prison cell.
保罗和希拉在自己还在流血被铁链绑住的时候就已经开始唱歌赞美。
Praise is a mighty spiritual weapon.
赞美是一个很重要的、有力量的属灵武器。
That will bring God's answer into your situation.
它能够把神的回应、神的回应带到你的情况当中。
Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you receiving it this morning?
你今天早上领受了这个信息吗？
Okay. Okay.Now it looks like I'm going over the same ground, but I'm trying to highlight some other things.
我还要再 强调几点。
And so I want to remind, I do want to remind you, as we read verses 18 and 19, the response of the people when God gives His word.
在第十八到十九节当中讲到以色列人的反应。
And we talked about this last time, so I want to remind you again because I think, as a church, we need to grow in this area. Okay.
我想要再提醒大家，因为我觉得作为一个教会，我们希望在这方面有更多的成长。
I don't say this as a you have to do better. I don't say it that way.
我并不是想要命令大家说你要做得更好。
But what we want to do is look at the Word of God and then take the Word of God into our lives and do what the Word of God says, right?
但是我们想要做的是来学习神的话语，把它应用在我们的生活当中。
So the response, as we see, is there's a response of they bow low, worshiping the Lord. That's one expression of praise and worship.
所以他们的回应有一点就是他们全部俯伏在耶和华面前，这也是敬拜的一种方式。
And that seems to indicate.Probably something that is very great reverence and perhaps more an inward, and they literally bow down.
他们这可以表现他们心里面对神是有很大的敬畏之心的，所以他们真的是身体俯伏在地上。
And that's part of praise and worship in the Bible.
这是在圣经当中是敬拜赞美的一种方式。
We almost never do it, right?
我们现在几乎不怎么这样做。
We think if I did that, people are going to look at me and think, you're weird.
我们觉得如果我们这样做，人们肯定会觉得我们很奇怪。
But that's part of worship and praise in the Bible.
但这也是圣经所说的敬拜赞美的一种方式。
And if that's how God leads you on a specific Sunday, then don't you look at somebody that does that and say, ooh, that's weird.
所以如果星期天早上看到有人这样做趴在地上的话，你不要觉得人家奇怪。
You just praise the Lord.
你就赞美神就好。
What else happens?
还发生了什么呢？
Verse 19,
第十九节。
Two of the clans that are the worship clans, they stand to praise the Lord, God of Israel.
还有两个支派的人当中的利未人也是站起来高声赞美。
And they shout loudly.
他们是很大声的叫。
Okay, remember what I told you last week?
记得我上周告诉大家的吗？
Do we have any Hebrew scholars here this morning?
我们这里有希伯来研究家吗？
If we were reading Hebrew, which is how the Old Testament's written,
如果我们是读旧约希伯来文的话，
it would say, the Levites stood to praise the Lord God of Israel.
他们会说这些利未人站起来高声赞美耶和
华。 It would not say that they were shouting loudly.
他没有说是大声的叫。
That's because Hebrew and English are different.
因为希伯来语和英语是不同的。
So this word, so worshiping is one word, it implies bowing down.
所以这个敬拜它包含了俯伏的意思。
Praise is another word.
赞美是另外一个词。
And if you only have that word, this is what you need to know.
如果你只有这一个词，你就要知道。
That word is reminder. Do you remember what it was? We talked about it last week.
记得我们上周讲到吗？
Hallel. Hallel. H-A-L-L-E-L.
Hallel.
Hallel. Does that remind you of any word that we use in English? Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
这个词和 Hallelujah 是很接近的。
Do you know what that word means?
知道是什么意思吗?
I told you last week. Reminder. What does that word mean?
这个词是什么意思呢?
Loudly. It means loud praise.
是很大声的敬拜。
It's loud praise.
大声的赞美。
It may be loud singing.
可能是大声唱歌。
Or it may be shouts of praise.
可能是大声呼喊的赞美。
Now I guess some of you heard me this morning as I was halleling over here, right?
大家可能早上听到了我在这里大声的赞美。
I hope I didn't bother you, but I don't care.
我希望我没有打扰到你，但是我也不在意。
I am going to hallel.
我要大声的来赞美。
Because God is worth it.
因为神是配得的。
I'm going to hallel.
我要大声的来赞美。
Because I have not yet seen the full answer to my prayers.
因为我还没有看到神对我祷告完全的回应。
I am going to hallel because some things have not yet moved, not even a hint.
我要大声的来赞美，因为我在我的生命当中有一些不可能的情况当中还没有看到神做一点工作。
So what are we going to do?
那我们要来做什么呢？
oh God, please, please, please.
我们要说神啊神啊求你求你。
That's okay. You can ask God.
你也可以这样跟神求。
But don't stop there.
但是不要就停在这里。
God gives you another what mighty weapon of warfare.
神也给了你另外一个有力的征战武器。
And it is to hallel.
就是大声高声赞美。
This morning as I was praying for you in the car.
今天早上我在开车的时候为你们祷告。
God, I thank you that you're healing people in Lighthouse.
主啊，我谢谢你，因为你在医治我们教会的人。
God, I thank you that you're restoring marriages in Lighthouse.
我谢谢你，因为你在拯救我们教会的婚姻。
God, I thank you that you're bringing peace to hearts and to thoughts that are scattered.
我谢谢你，因为你给那些心灵崩溃的人带来平安。
That is the Hallel we choose to give, whether we see something happening or not. Amen.Amen. We hallel.
不管我们看见可能还是不可能，我们都要高声来赞美。
And if I don't see something move, I'm going to hallel even more, even louder.
我就算没有看到任何变化，我也要更大声的来赞美。
I'm not being a hypocrite.
我并不是假冒伪善。
I'm not trying to create it in my own mind. I say it and it has to happen. That's not biblical.
我并不是在我脑子中发出一个意念，我说了就能发生。
I am doing what God says to do in His Word.
我只是按照神给我的话语要求我所做的来做。
And God keeps His Word.
神是能够抓维持住他的应许的。
God keeps His promise.
神是能够守住他所说的话。
I haven't seen the answer yet.
我还没有看见他给我的回应。
But I will hallel.
但是我要高声的来赞美。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so the next morning, I hope you're being encouraged this morning.
我希望你被鼓励到。
And so the next morning they get up.
第二天早上他们起来。
God has said they don't have to fight the battle.
神说他们不用来打这场仗了
，which is great，
是很好的
，but hasn't yet told them what he's going to do。
但是还没告诉他们要做什么呢
？He hasn't given any specifics。
神还没说具体要做什么。
He's just said you don't have to fight the battle。
他只说你们不用来打这场仗。
Nevertheless, they get up the next morning。
然后他们第二天早上起来。
They gather together。
他们聚集在一起。
And out they march。
然后他们就出去。
Now they continue in the same spirit。
他们还是继续的在这个灵当中。
Some of them are singing for the Lord.
有一些人在唱歌赞美神。
What does that word sing mean?
这个歌唱是什么意思呢？
It means sing.
就是唱歌。
And some to praise him.
然后有一些人是赞美。
Ding, 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 ding. What is the praise?Thank you. It's Hallel.
这个赞美就是大声高声赞美。
And so some are going to praise.
有一些是大声赞美。
And then what do they? And it says that they went out in front of the armed forces and they kept on singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for His faithful love endures forever."
然后那些赞美的人走在军队前面，说你们要称颂耶和华，因为他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay, reminder.Tobias did it last week. I want to make that point.
记得吗？ Tobias 上一周所做的。
Give thanks to the Lord.
赞美神。
We don't read Hebrew.
我们不读希伯来语。
But if we did, do you know what we would know right here?
但是如果我们读的话，我们在这里可以看到。
It means the hand and the arm outraised.
是举手，举起手臂来敬拜赞美。
When we say, let's raise our hands and praise the Lord.
当我们说我们要来举手赞美的时候
，Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, you're not doing it or refusing to do it because a pastor said so.
你做或者不做，并不是因为牧师说了要举手。
We don't do this or not do this out of our habit.
我们做或者不做，并不是出于我们自己的习惯。
We don't do this or not do this out of our comfort or discomfort with an outward expression.
我们做或者不做，不是取决于我们做这个动作感觉舒不舒服。
We do this because this is one of the ways that God ordains thanksgiving from His people. We raise our hands.
我们举手赞美敬拜是因为神对他的子民所预定的敬拜赞美的方式就是这样。
If that is difficult for you,
如果对你来说很难的话
look at yourself in the mirror,
对着镜子看你自己
and say self,
然后你对自己说
get over it,
你自己就习惯吧
I'm going to obey God,
我要来顺服神。
and raise your hands and praise
the Lord. 然后举起手来敬拜赞美。
Amen. Amen. And they sing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for His faithful love endures forever."
然后他们就大声赞美敬拜歌唱道
Okay, very quickly.
称颂耶和华，因他的慈爱永远。
Let's talk about the position of the praise.
然后我们现在要讲敬拜所摆的位置。
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Where are the praisers as the army goes out?
这些赞美者他们在、mm-hmm. 这个军队走出去的时候他们站在哪儿呢
Where are they? Thank you. They are at the front.
他们是走在军队前面的。
That does not make sense to me.
其实对我们来说是不可理解的。
They're going out to face a vast army.
他们要面对强大的敌人的军队。
It's three combined armies that are stronger and greater than they are.
是三个联合起来的军队比他们都要强的。
Surely their mightiest warriors with the greatest weapons should be in front.
所以他们应该把最大能的勇士拿着最强的兵器摆在前面。
May I say to us this morning,
但是我现在想要对我们来说的是
The greatest weapon and the mightiest warrior is in praise.
最有力的武器和最大能的勇士就是赞美。
Some of you are saying, Pastor Jen, that is just one verse. You're making too much out of one thing.
有些人可能说牧师啊这只是一节经文你从这一节经文里面理解的可能过于多了。
Fortunately, I know the word of God quite well.
但是幸好我很熟悉神的话语。
Judges chapter 1.
士师记第一节第一章。
After the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, which tribe should go first to attack the Canaanites?
约书亚死后以色列人求问耶和华说谁要为我们首先去攻打迦南人与他们征战呢
Joshua had always led them in their warfare and in their battles.
以前约书亚是常常带领他们的人。
And they've gotten the big cities, but there's still all the small towns that they have to occupy in the promised land.
他们已经征服了很多的大城市但是还有很多的小城镇没有征服。
The big one was Jericho when Jericho fell, right?
很大的一个是耶利哥耶利哥倒塌了。
And then they had to go in and there was more to, there were more battles.
然后他们进入到应许之地还有更多的征战要打。
What is God's answer to them?
神的回答是什么
God's answer to them, the Lord answered,Judah, for I have given them the victory over the land.
耶和华回答说犹大要先上去看哪我已经把那地交在他手中
Now, some of you this morning are saying, huh?
你今天早上可能会说 huh?
That was a perfect translation. 完美的翻译 Okay? The Lord answered,Judah, for I have given them victory over the land.
神说犹大要先上去，我已经把地交给他了。
Why should Judah go first?
为什么犹大要先去呢
？Judah was not the firstborn.
犹大并不是长子。
Judah was the fourthborn.
犹大是第四个儿子。
In custom of that time, Reuben, who was the firstborn, he should go first.
在那个时候的习俗当中，流便是长子，他应该先去。
Or the secondborn.
或者第二个生的
Simeon,
西缅
or the thirdborn,
或者第三个利未
Judah was the fourthborn.
犹大是第四个儿子
But God says, Judah goes first because I have given him victory.
但是神说犹大支派先去，因为我已经把地给他了
What does the name Judah mean?
这个犹大这个名字意味着什么？是什么意思
Praise.
犹大的意思就是赞美
Praise
赞美
It's a combination of two words
是两个词组合在一起
And one of the words has to do with God And one of the words has to do with praising
一个词是神另外一个词是赞美这两个词组合
And God says Judah goes first
然后神说犹大先上去
Years pass and there's another battle
很多年以后有另外一场征战
And they inquired of God, and they said, "Who is to go first and to fight?"
然后他们又来求问神，谁要去先上去，谁来征战呢
？And the Lord replied, "Judah shall go first."
然后耶和华也还是说，犹大先上去。
Brothers and sisters, this morning,
弟兄姐妹们
，in your struggle and in your battle,
在你的征战，你的困扰当中
，I want to say to you.Let Judah go first.
我想要跟你说，让犹大先上去。
Let praise go first.
让赞美先出去。
I'll be honest with you.
我很诚实地说。
Sometimes, most of the time, praise is the last thing I want to do first.
很多时候，常常我都会觉得赞美是我不想要一开始做的，而是最后做的。
True or not true?
是不是真的？
It's true.
确实是这样。
But I want to learn from God. Let praise go first.
但是我想要向神来学习，让赞美先出去。
We're going to, I want to, there are a few other verses, but I want us to close up with just a few other things.
还有一些经文，我们来看一下。
So, praise goes first.
赞美先上去。
Praise brings victory.
赞美带来胜利。
What I have found in my life and what we see in the Word of God is something else also true about praise.
在我生命当中，还有神的话语当中，我也看到有一些关于赞美的真相。
Praise wins the battle outwardly.
赞美能够在外面带来荣耀。
But guess what, brothers and sisters? I very often have a battle here. Yeah?
但是我在我自己内心当中常常也是有征战的。
I'm worried.
我是焦虑的。
I start to panic. I woke up the other night in the dark of the night thinking about everything. And I started breathing quickly. My thoughts were going and I literally, my heart started pop, 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 and I started panicking.
有一天晚上我半夜从梦中惊醒，我的心脏跳得很快，呼吸很快，然后就感觉很惊恐，很焦虑。
What I want to say to you, so what did I do?
那我做什么呢？
God, you are God.
神啊，你是主。
Lord, you have an answer.
主，你有答案。
God, I praise you.
主，我要来赞美你。
There is an outward battle that God will win.
对外我们是有征战，神能够得胜。
There is an inward battle.
在我们内心对内也是有征战。
That when I praise,
当我赞美的时候，
that battle is won.
我内心的这场征战我就能得胜。
That battle is won.
这个征战我就得胜了。
Every time.
每一次都是这样。
Every time.
每一次都是。
Every time.
每一次都是。
Now some of you say, well, that's fine for you, Pastor Jen, but maybe not for me.
有些人可能会说，牧师，你这样做很好，但是对我不一定有用。
Let me give you a secret.
我给大家分享一个秘密。
Look at this verse.
看这节经文。
They went out in the front and they kept on singing.
他们走在前面，然后唱歌赞美。
They left Jerusalem and they started singing.
他们离开耶路撒冷，然后开始唱歌。
God had told them where they would meet the enemy.
神告诉了他们，他们会在哪里遇到敌人。
Guess how far it was?
有多远呢？
15.5 miles or 25 kilometers.
25公里。
Just 25公里。Yeah, we'll put it in kilometers. 25 kilometers.
25千米。
How long does it take to march 25 kilometers?
要走25千米要多久呢？
With a large group.
一个很大的军队这样走要多久？
A few hours.
至少要几个小时。
Yes? There's a secret.There's a secret here. What does it? There's one word. The one word is the secret. What does it say?
这里藏着一个秘密。
Here's the secret word. They kept singing. Yeah.
他们持续的来唱歌。
How many of you have tried to praise the Lord in your tough situation?
有多少次你在困难当中你来赞美神？
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God.
感谢主，谢谢你。
And not really much happened.
然后并没有发生什么。
And you kind of gave up.
然后你就放弃了。
It works for Pastora, but it doesn't work for me.
对牧师有用，对我没用。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
here's the secret word.
这个就是这个秘密的关键。
They kept singing.
他们是持续的来赞美。
They kept singing.
持续的来歌唱。
You keep singing until the battle is won.
你要持续在你心中歌唱，直到征战得胜。
Don't stop.
不要停止。
Don't stop.
不要停下来。
And almost always, in fact, always,
几乎所有的时候，其实是所有时候。
The battle is won here before it's won there.
你内心的征战会先得到胜利。
The victory is won here. Oh God, I thank you. I know your answer is coming.
然后你内心就会说，主啊，我谢谢你，我知道你的回应就要来。
They kept singing. There's a secret.
然后他们就持续的来赞美。
Don't stop.
不要停止。
You will find that your heart changes.
然后你就会发现你的心改变了。
Your thoughts change.
你的想法改变了。
Your fear is turned to faith.
你的恐惧变成了信心。
Your darkness turns to light.
你的黑暗变成了光明。
Your hopelessness turns to hope.
你的绝望变成希望。
The no answer becomes the answer of God.
没有回应变成了神给你
的回应。The wilderness where there is no road, you will see the road of God.
在旷野中看不见路，你会看到神为你
开路。And they kept on singing.
然后他们就持续的来赞美。
Do you know why it's so important to keep on singing?
你知道为什么要持续赞美吗？
Because you may not see what God is doing outwardly.
因为你可能看不见神在外面在做什么。
Look at what the word of God says.
但是看神的话语这样说。
The moment.
在那一刻。
The very moment.
在那一刻。
They began their shouts and praises.
在他们开始赞美的那一刻。
The Lord set an ambush.
然后神就设了埋伏。
God started working.
然后神就开始工作了。
The answer was on the way. The answer was being manifest.
神的回应就来了。
They didn't see it yet because they were still marching forward towards the enemy.
他们还没看见，因为他们还在出兵往那边走的路
上。But there where the enemy was, God was working.
但是在仇敌所在的地方，神就已经开始做工了。
God brought victory in their hearts and in their spirits.
神在他们的心中，在他们的灵中带来了。
And what they could not yet see, God was bringing the answer.
在他们还没有看到的时候，神就已经做工。
At the very moment they began their shouts and praises,
就在他们大声赞美的那一刻
，The Lord set an ambush.
神就设了埋伏。
I don't yet see the answer.
我还看不见答案。
I don't yet know how.
我还不知道怎么样。
I don't know which way to go.
我不知道走哪条路。
Praise the Lord!
赞美神。
God is at work as you praise Him.
你赞美的时候，神就已经做工了。
And you will see the answer. Amen.
然后你就会看到答案。
Amen. God works. And when they see the armies, when they see the enemy is defeated and dead.
当他们看到仇敌的时候，就已经看到尸横遍地。
Amen. Amen. This is how God works.
这就是神所征战的方式。
So the position of praise.
所以敬拜摆在哪里？
At the beginning.
是摆在最前面。
Continuously.
持续的赞美。
Whether we feel it or not.
不管我们感觉想还是不想。
With all of our hearts and with all of our expression.
我们全心全意的来赞美他。
Amen. Let the high praises of God be in our mouths.
让赞美神的话常在他们口中。
And the double-edged sword in our hand.
愿他们手里拿着两刃的剑。
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I thought it was going to be short. It was longer.
我以为讲的短，但其实讲的还挺久的。
But I believe we needed this.
但是我相信这是我们所需要的信息。
I encourage you corporately and privately.Begin to do this if you have not yet done this.
我鼓励大家，如果还没有开始的话，我们要开始，不只是自己一个人，还是聚集的时候都要来赞美。
Amen. This is how we're going to close the service. We're going to close the service by Hallel and Yada. Thanks.
我们要来以大声呼喊赞美的方式来结束我们的聚会。
I invite you to stand. That's how we're going to close the service.
邀请大家站起来。
Amen. Amen. Let's just What your situation? Is it really bad? Is it really bad?
你的处境真的很惨吗？
Is it kind of impossible?
是看起来不可能吗？
It may be, huh?
有可能。
Maybe. And musicians come. If you need to leave, leave. That's okay. But we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to Hallel and to Yada and worship. And then we're going to, with singing, we're going to. Ready? Okay, but first, don't wait for them.Don't wait for them. Ready? We're going to... Ready? Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, man, the enemy's going to defeat you. Come on. Let's go. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise your name this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallel. Hallel. Lord, I praise you. We praise your name for your answer is on the way. Lord, I don't see it yet, but God, I hallel you. I hallel you. I praise your name. I worship you. Your answer is on the way. Lord, I thank you. You will heal my marriage. Lord, I thank you that you will restore my relationships. Lord, I thank you that you will provide when I don't have enough to meet the needs. Lord, I thank you that you will work out my situation. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I praise your name. You're going to work on an impossible thing. On the mountain, I'll praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when outnumbered, praise when surrounded. For praise is the weapon my enemies drive.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallel. 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 Yada. Yada. Hallelujah. 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 Herein is our victory. The Lord is always worthy. The Lord is always worthy. Praise gives to God what is due. Praise defeats the enemy. Praise restores us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Herein is our victory. Let us wield the mighty weapon of praise. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for staying here. Your sitting bones were getting tired, weren't they? But you sat anyhow. God bless you. Have a great week as you praise the Lord. You go find Ida and give her your name, even if you don't give her money. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you.